Have you ever brought down a case where a Metzora who forgot to bring his korban on Erev Pesach or on a regular day according to Rapapa. So the essay, either the essay of bringing Korban Pesach is doche, the essay of Hashlama, and you bring, the Kohen is allowed to bring this person's Korban after the Tamid Shobein Harbayim, and Tosfos, not here, but in Shabbos, points out that's only if the person forgot to bring his Korban. But if he did it on purpose, then he's a Poshea. Then we don't say that the Kohen should be over an Aveira, and over an essay of bringing a Korban after the Tamid Shobein Harbayim to help this guy. You don't say Chatei B'Shvi'a Shatizke Chaverecha. But if he didn't do anything wrong, he did it B'Shogig, he forgot, then we say that the Kohen should be over a small Isser, that this guy shouldn't be Mavatla big Isser. So the Gemara says that according to what's called, the Tanakhama says it's only Erev Pesach that this works. Because the essay of Pesach is an essay Shiesh Bokares, and it's Docha, the essay of Hashlama, which is a smaller essay. But Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka says that even if it's a regular day, the essay either of eating the korban for the Yisrael, or, according to the Rambam, the essay of becoming Tahar is also Docha, the essay of Hashlama. So the Gemara says, why is one better than the other? So the Gemara says that it's talking about a Chatos Ha'ov, that only the Dam goes on the Mizbeach, there's no Hakrova. So there's no Bittul of the essay. So the Gemara says, yeah, but a Metzora has to bring not only a Chatos Ha'ov, he has to bring an Asham and an Ola. So Gemara says he already brought the Asham before. He just, the Ola he didn't bring. So Gemara says, the Chatos he didn't bring. So Gemara says, but he has to bring an Ola too. And the Ola is a, what's it called, has parts that are Nictar. The whole thing is Nictar on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, and you can't say that he brought the Ola already, because you always bring the Chatos before the Ola. So Gemara answers, now that's what we're up to. Gemara says, Omar Rava, Shani Olas Mitzorah, Derachmona Omar Vehela, Hakoin Es Ha'ola, Shehela Kvar, the Ola by a Mitzorah is the exception. Right, Rashi, Vehela Hakoin Es Ha'ola V'Yesha Mincha, V'Par Chatos Ksiv, should have said he already brought it. Why does it say the hela? Mashma afilu hevi ha'ola kodem lechatos shechaper. It's mashma that even if what? The hela ha'koin is ha'ola, even if he brought the ola before the chatos, but the evad it's mechaper. And therefore, it's talking in a case over here where he brought the Ola before the Chatos. Normally, you have to bring the Chatos before the Ola, and even by an Asham you do, but there's a special pasuk that b'di'evet it helps by an Mitzorah. Okay. Omerle Rav Shannon Bar Abba L'Rav Papa L'didach Da'amrish Mala Malina Barosha Shom Mizbeach Kaimin Ba'abdin Milso L'Kohanim Da'osu Be'li Zayn Takala the Sabri di Yumehu, Ba'asu Bakture. According to you, Rav Shambar Papa said to Rav Papa, Rav Shambar Abba said to Rav Papa, according to you, that the Eitzah is, it's talking about a Chatos Behema. And Lachara, why should the essay of this guy eating Karbanos be Docha the essay of Hashlama? They're equal essays. So Mar says, no, we're not Dochaed. We're not Makter the animal till the next day. You put it on the Mizbeach hole, not on the fire, leave it Barosho Shal Mizbeach all night, and the next day you're Makter it. So you're not Makter something after the Tamid Shobein Harbayim. So the Gemara says, Rav Shavim Bar Abba said to Rav Papa, Lachor, you're doing something, it's going to come, Lidei Takala. Because the Kohanim are not going to realize that this animal is up there and has to be left there all night and not burned. Some Kohen's going to come and take the animal and put it on the fire. And then he's going to be over the essay of making a korban after the Talmud shall be in Harbayim. Right. Gemara says, no. Kohanim's Omer Leid, Kohanim's Rizim Heim. The Kohanim will know. They'll tell each other. They're very, industrious, the Kohanim. And they'll tell each other that, what's it called, that this animal can't be nikter. Okay. Rashi. The Savri Diomahu, Shemaktirin Kolalaile Varim, Shinisosum, Yikarbom, Shinishkatu, Vidisukdom, and Kolim Latonit. When you're allowed to burn the parts of the animals where the animal was brought before the Talmud. You can continue a korban after Talmud Shobein Horbayim. You can't start a korban. Right? A korban can't be started after Talmud Shobein Horbayim, but it can be continued. So you're allowed all night to burn the parts of the animals that were nikrav, nishkat, before the Talmud. So while they're burning all those parts, they're going to forget and burn this one too, sitting there on top of the Mizbeach. The Yiruas Eivorim Halalu, they'll see these Eivorim on the Mizbeach, Yusvorim Shagan Eilu Nisosu. They'll think that they're also left over from a carbon that was brought before Tamacho Ben Harbayim. Veru Uyim Naktirim Ayom. And they're fit to be burnt that night. The Aktirim, the Avriya Esi Vashlama, and they'll be mocked to them. And then they'll be over on the essay of bringing a korban after the, of makter a korban after the Talmud Shal Ben Harbayim. Srizim Heim, the Hamalam Shom Yodia Le'echov HaKohanim Yizorbim. The person who puts it up and knows that this animal can't be burnt that night will make sure to tell everybody else. Okay. Amar Le Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. Va'amri La Rav Kahuna Bereger of Nosim Rav Papa. Lamaisa, what's it going to help? Right, what do we want to do? We want to make this guy kosher to be able to eat his karbanos the next day, or what's it called, that day, to be able to eat his karbanos that day. And if he doesn't bring his karban, so he's a mechusar kippur and he can't eat karbanos. Or we want him to be able to eat karban pesach that night. One of the two. So we bring this animal, and we're not makter the emurim until the next day. But at least we made the korban. So what's that going to help? If you make a korban, but you're not makter the emurim, then the kohanim can't eat the meat. And if the kohanim can't eat the meat, then there's no kapara. If there's no kapara, this guy can't eat kachim. He's still mechusar kippurim. He has to bring a korban that's machaper on him. But if the korban's kapara can't take place, then he can't eat kachim. So what are we helping him? To let him bring the korban, the chatas ha'of, what's it called, the chatas behema. We're going to let him bring it after the Talmud Shal Ben Harbayim. We're not going to be makter the emurim till the next morning. We're going to put it on the mizbeach and leave it there all night. What's that going to help? Since we're not makter the emurim, the kohanim weren't allowed during the day to eat the basar. If the kohanim didn't eat the basar, there's no kapara. If there's no kapara, this guy can't eat kachim, because he's mechusar kippurim. The Tanya, Yochel you Kohanim Rishoyim b'chazei v'shok, Kodem haktoris emurim. I might think that a Kohen is allowed to eat the chazei v'shok that comes from a shlomim before you're makta the emurim of the shlomim on the mizbeach. Tamad lomar behikter a Kohen is achel of hamizbeicha, v'hadar v'hoya hachazei la'aron l'vanov. The kamad the Kohanim lo achli basar, bayim lo masat mishapri. And if the Kohanim can't eat the basar, then the Bailim don't get their kapara. The Tanya, the Ochlu Osom Asher Kupar Bohem. Right? They should eat them, the Kohanim, Asher Kupar Bohem, and then the person gets his kapara. Malamed Sha Kohanim Ochlim U Bailim Mishaprim. So, what do we want to do? We want to bring this carbon. In order this guy should have kapara, he should be able to eat kachim. But he's not going to get his kapara. Because since we can't be makter the emurim till the next morning, until the emurim are mukter, the kohanim can't eat the basar. Once the kohanim can't eat the basar, there's no kapara for the bailim. Rashi, Amar le Ravashi, Adar Papa Porich, Amar Malina. According to Rapapu, says that we bring even an animal, not just an oaf. And we are mocked to it eventually, but not that night. Right? So what did you help? Michti, kol kamet lo maktri imurim dechatas, kohanim basar achatas lo motziachli. As long as the imurim of that chatas were not burnt on the mizbeach, the kohanim can't eat their part of the korban. Ubailim lo havi lekapora. The kohanim can't eat the meat. The bailim don't get kapora. Vadayin mechusar kippurim hu. So he remains a mechusar kippurim, the heich yochal bekotchim. How could he eat kotchim? The korban didn't affect its kapora. Till the Kohanim eat the meat. And the Kohanim can't eat the meat till the Evarim are mukter. And the Evarim, you can't be mukter at night because you'd be over the essay of Hashlama. And it's not doche, nidche, because of the essay of this guy eating korbanos, because they're equal. Elamai, you have to bring it the next day, right? So you didn't fix anything up by bringing this korban after the Tamid Shobin Arbaim. The Chazei B'Shaw, Kanesuri, the Kohanim and Hashlamim. The Ochlu of Sam be Miluim Ksiv. Asher Kupar Bohem, Kos of Kapora Gabi Achila. The name of the Afbi Achila Puya Kapora. The Achila of the Kohanim is like the Achila of the Mizbeach. When the Kohanim eat what they're supposed to eat, the Bailim are Nishkapi. Omar Lei, Kivan Dlo Efshir Asum Kimisha Nitmo Sha'ot. Now, since it's impossible to eat, because you're not allowed to be mocked to the Emurim because of the essay of Hashlam. Once you're not mocked to the Emurim, the Kohanim can't eat. So it's an impossibility. Right? So the halacha is that when it's impossible to be makter the emurim, right, or to eat the basar because it became tame, or got lost, then the kapara is affected even without it. In other words, where it's possible, you need it. Where it's impossible, you don't need it. The Tanya, Yochum nitmu emurim o sha'avdu, lo yu kohanim zarkoyim b'chaz v'shok. I might think that what's it called, that if the Emurim became Tomei, or they got lost. So you never mock the Ramaz Be'ach that the Kohanim can't eat. Because the Kohanim's eating depends on the Emurim being Nikta. But what if there are no Emurim, right? Talmud Lomar, V'hoyu ha'chosei la'aron l'vonim mikol makom. In that situation, the Kohanim are allowed to eat, even though the Emurim weren't Nikta, because it's impossible to bring them. Only when it's possible, then the Kohanim aren't allowed to eat till you actually bring the Emurim. But if it's going to be impossible to bring the Emurim, then we have another pasuk that says that the Kohanim can still eat. And that's what happened over here. Since you can't be mocked to the Emurim because of the essay of Hashlama, it's considered like they're not here. And therefore the Kohanim are allowed to eat. It's only when you could bring them and you haven't brought them that the Kohanim can't eat the meat yet.
Even while it's raw?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference whether it's raw.
Even though it's a mocker.
What?
Even without a krova, they could eat it.
They never mock of what they eat. They cook it in the Zohar. It's not a question of they cook it. They don't that mock.
They take it out
there.
And afterwards they mock.
No. They're what's it called? The Emurim.
Here they would be able to take it out. Here they would be able to take out the Chazav HaShoik. Then they usually they're not mock of it first.
Usually they mock of the other parts, the fats or whatever on the Mizbeach. The Chazav HaShoik never goes on the Mizbeach. Right, they cook it in their oven. Okay, Rashi. Kivan de lo ekshar lakterinu ha'idna. Since tonight you can't be makrit, or today, that day you couldn't be makrited. Mishum esei daslama asom k'mishen nitmu osha'avdu. So it's considered like they're lost. They're not here. Mishtur kohani b'chilus basar. Since they're not here, since lamaisa, you can't be makra them, the Kohanim are allowed to eat the basar, the habi kapor, the balim, and the balim get the kapor. Okay, Rav Kahana Rami. Rav Kahana brought a contradiction in Pesukim. Ksiv, lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. Right, you're not allowed to leave the emurim of the chagiga till the morning. Chelev chagi ad boker. Ad boker utlu yolin. Mashma, that all night, you could leave it on the Mizbeach and burn the parts. Just don't leave it till the morning. But all night, you're allowed to burn a carbon that you brought during the day. You're allowed to burn its parts that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach all night. L'charetz after the Tamid Shabin Arbaim. How could you burn parts of a carbon after the Tamid Shabin Arbaim? Hakol alayla kulo yolin. Uksi v'hiktir oleha chel v'yashlamim. Right? On the Tamid Shoshachar, you have to finish all the Hakhtaras. before the Talmud shall be Horbayim. Olehu hashlim kol ha-korbanos kulam. Right? All the korbanos have to be finished on the Talmud shall boker, not on the Talmud shall be Horbayim. That's the end. So how can you be makter a korban after the Talmud shall be Horbayim? Who mosiv lava, who mafarik lava? He asked it and he answered it. Kishin is also. No, what it says that you can't be makter a korban after Talmud Shabbein Arbaim is a korban that was brought after Talmud Shabbein Arbaim. But a korban that was brought before. And you could have been makter it before. But you didn't. It was left over. And now you want to continue to be makter it at night. That you can do. Since the korban was a korban that was brought before the Talmud Shabbein Arbaim and was conceivably possible to be makter before it. So then you're allowed to be makter it even afterwards. You can't bring a korban afterwards and then start to be makter. Rashi, hakol alayla yolin lamata umalin amakterin kol alayla. You can take the pieces and burn them on the mizbeach one by one all night. The eno nitzel elim kein motzon balos hashachar shulamata, and it only becomes possible if it's off the mizbeach when morning comes. If it's on the mizbeach when morning comes, machlokas. Whether Yeshlina Barosha Shom is Bayak, that we had before. But if it's off the Mizbeach, when morning comes, it's Pasul. It's Lina. It's Psul Lina. Alma Kola Laila Roy Lahakter. You see that you can be Makter, a carbon that you brought in the daytime all night, which is after the Tavit Shabbat Harbayim. Voksiva Leha Hashlim, Dimash Mishlo Yisakiv Dover Acher Tavit Shabbat Harbayim. Can't do anything after the Tavit Shabbat Harbayim. Can't be Makter a carbon. Here you could be Makter. When you brought the carbon before the Talmud Shabbein Arbayim, then, and you could have burnt those parts before. So now, if they're left over, you can burn them after too. Since it was possible to be makriv then before the Talmud Shabbein Arbayim, because you already brought the carbon, al Talmud Shal Shachar hu Muslim. That's called finishing it on the Talmud Shal Shachar. Because all you're doing is continuing something that you could have done before the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim. Okay. Rami Le Rav Safra Le Rav. Rav Safra brought another contradiction to Rav. Ksiv, V'lo Yodin Laboker Zeva Chag HaPosach. Shouldn't leave till the morning the Korban Pesach. Laboker Hud Lo Yodin. Mashma, that only if it's off the Mizbeach till the morning, that's a problem. But the entire night, you're allowed to continue burning the what's it called, the parts of the Korban Pesach that go on the Mizbeach. They move it. Facts. Ha'kol ha'layla yoli. V'oksiv ola Shabbos b'shabbato, v'lo ola schol b'shabbos, v'lo ola schol b'yomtiv. The Chor Korban Pesach is burn yomtiv. And it's nishchet an erev yomtiv. And it's what's it called, we're talking now, where you can leave it on the Mizbeach and burn it all night. How can you burn the parts of the Korban Pesach at night, it's Yomtiv? And it was brought on Chol, on Erev Yomtiv. How can you bring a Chol Korban and burn it on Yomtiv? You're not allowed to burn a Korban that you brought during the weekday on that next night, which is Yomtiv. Omer lekvarangin nilei Rav Abba Barchil Rav Avo. Rav Abba Barchil already asked this question to Rav Avo. B'shani lehoch, and he answered the following way. B'arbos shecholios b'Shabbos askinan. It's talking where the 14th of Nisan fell on Shabbos. Dechel b'Shabbos craven b'yontif. Because Shabbos and Yontif are considered one thing, and if you bring a korban on Shabbos, you're allowed to burn the emurim on Yontif. An olah that we brought on the chol, right, a korban that was brought b'chol, you can't burn the parts on Yontif. But a korban that was brought on Shabbos, you could burn it on the Yontif that comes right after Shabbos, that night. Omer lein, mishum dechel v'Shabbos kreven b'yontif, anan neku v'neimele d'hai krob arbos or shecholes b'Shabbos. Just because you have a way out, we're going to say this pasuk only applies to korban Pesach when it falls on Shabbos. The pasuk says, Lo yolin zeva chag haPesach ad boker. Mashmah is talking about every chag haPesach doesn't come all the time on Sunday. So you're telling me this pasuk only applies to the situation where Pesach falls on Sunday. Otherwise, Taki, you can't leave it like that. I'm not telling you that you have to learn like that. There's no other way of understanding the Pasuk. The Pasuk must be talking in that case. Pasuk itself tells you it's talking in that case. We're not trying to set it up in an unusual case. The Pasuk itself is Mochiach, that it's talking like that. And what, so there has to be a Pasuk shot in the Pasuk too. Right? That applies all the time. The Pasuk shot would be that, not that you can burn it on the Mizbeach, but you should finish it off that it shouldn't be left till the morning. Not that you're allowed to be makter it all night, but you should see to it that it's mukter before the morning. Until the morning, there's no issue. But if you weren't makter it during the daytime, on Friday, and on what's it called, on Erev Yom Tov, then it's going to be a problem. But the Gemara didn't want to say that that's the pshat in the pasuk, because we're learning now halachically, it's mashmi, it could be makter it. So if the pasuk is mashmi, it could be makter it, that taka would apply, it has to apply sometime, would apply when it falls on Shabbos. But in a chanami, you could learn the pasuk differently, it could apply all the time, but the pasuk pshat of the pasuk is you could be makter it. So it has to apply sometime, it applies when it falls on Shabbos. Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Rashi, Mashmi, you're allowed to leave it over all night till the morning. What are you going to do with it all night if you leave it over? If you leave it over all night, you can't burn it, then automatically it should be left over till the morning. So what are you leaving it over all night? Elamai, Mashmi, you might can burn it too. The Apopi should know, Sunni Korban Shalchol. Even though it's left over from a Korban you brought on the weekday, Erev Pesach. Now it's Pesach, you're allowed that night to burn it. How could it be? You're not allowed to burn the leftovers of a carbon that you brought b'chol on Yom Tov. The Hayyadalit Shenisrik Dama Pesach b'cholu. V'anan Neku Kushi. Right, we're going to make this pasuk talk only about the case where Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos when it seems to talking in all cases. Shatke l'kro dehu dochi k'moki anavshe. The Kushu Koy Adori, since the two psukim can't go together. We have a pasuk that says you're not allowed to be makriv an olas chol b'layla. On Yom Tov. And here it's mashma, you can. So we're forced to say that it's talking where that korban was brought on Shabbos. Not on Chol. Al korban kroy gufayu mokni anafshayu hachi. But in a chanami, there's another way of learning the pasuk stam, where you're not being makrid at night, you're just not leaving it over to it in the daytime. Don't leave it over till the morning. But the Gemara said it also has that meaning of being makter. So it has to apply sometime. That we set up, that's talking by what's it called when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos.